Church Road overpass. Again, one sideways and one overturned on its side. Eastbound traffic on 50 stopped. No issues through Annapolis or at the Bay Bridge. Beltway in Maryland, traffic is pretty much cleared out. 270, uneventful. Beltway in Virginia, still heavy on the inner loop from north of 7 across the Legion and outer loop from Telegraph Road to the Wilson Bridge. Baseball traffic still coming inbound on 395 across the 14th Street Bridge. The WTOP Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Your forecast from Steve Rudin.
Clouds will continue to build moving through the remainder of the evening and into the overnight with showers after midnight, all part of a cold front. This cold front will bring showers early tomorrow morning and temperatures in the upper 60s to middle 70s by afternoon. Wind gusts tomorrow 20 to 30 miles per hour, dry and sunny on Thursday near 60. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
We still have some sunshine out there. 69 in Frederick, 70 at Metro Center. Manassas also at 70 degrees.
At 659.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Coming up,
a tabloid publisher testified at Donald Trump's criminal trial today about killing negative stories about the former president.
A big step forward in the recovery after the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
This work is getting done.
I'm Mike Murillo.
Also breaking tonight, a youth curfew for the National Harbor area on weekends.
The father of two Virginia boys who died following a house fire talks about the support from the community. I'm Valerie Bong.
What caused that big warehouse fire that blew all that dark smoke around the area?
We have an update from Loudoun County.
Campaign 2024 here on WTOP. Enthusiasm for the presidential race is apparently low.
We'll go in depth with the senior political editor at NBC News at 7:15.
It is 7 o'clock on WTOP.
Second day of testimony for key Trump witness.
He said he pledged to be Trump's eyes and ears during the campaign.
DOJ settlement for Nassar sexual abuse victims.
This should give closure for everybody and a form of justice.
Senate prepares to vote on foreign aid.
Today's action is overdue.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. On day two, CBS's Matt Piper has the latest on the trial of former President Donald Trump, who's charged with falsifying business records to prevent harmful stories from surfacing ahead of the 2016 election.
David Pecker, who used to be the CEO of the National Enquirer's parent company, testified that he agreed to be Donald Trump's eyes and ears in 2015 and alert Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, to damaging stories that might hurt the campaign. Prosecutors allege a $130,000 payment Cohen made to Stormy Daniels in the days before the election was part of the scheme. And they say the effort to suppress unflattering information was designed to illegally influence the election. Pecker is the first witness against Trump.
After court, Trump rallied against the gag order. The judge is weighing whether to fine him for 10 alleged violations.
They can talk about me. They can say whatever they want. They can lie. But I'm not allowed to say anything.
The Justice Department is paying almost $139 million to settle more than 100 claims that it badly mishandled allegations of sexual assault against Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar in 2015 and 2016, allowing the abuse to continue. Attorney Mick Raywell represents 44 of the victims.
The goal here, honestly, is to hope that this serves as a lesson for federal law enforcement so that they make change so this never happens again.
Nassar is serving decades in prison. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell praises the massive foreign aid bill now before his chamber. CBS's Allison Keyes.
Leader McConnell calls this a day of celebration and says he would tell the people of Ukraine.
We finally did get the job done. It's not too late.
But McConnell blames the Biden administration for being too skittish and worrying about antagonizing the Russians early on. He says these times are arguably more challenging than those leading up to World War II.
I don't want it to take something like the Pearl Harbor attack to get our attention.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
In Minnesota, several pro-Palestinian protesters are arrested at the University of Minnesota as they demand the university divest from companies and academic institutions they say support Israel. It's similar to what has been happening at NYU and Columbia University. New York City Mayor Eric Adams blames violence on outside influences.
We can't have outside agitators come in and be destructive to our city.
In California, protests have also taken place at UC Berkeley and Cal Poly Humboldt. Stocks rallied on Wall Street. Now this.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
7:03 here on WTOP, Tuesday evening, April 23rd, 2024.
In Manassas, it's 70, down to the 40s in places later. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. 4 weeks ago, the Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed into the Patapsco River after a huge container ship hit the bridge. The disaster took the lives of six construction workers and shut down one of America's busiest ports. So where are we in the cleanup tonight? WTOP's Mike Murillo with an update.
Despite the fact this work is dangerous, this work is getting done.
Governor Wes Moore says we are seeing progress, including the opening of a fourth, much deeper channel. It'll be a 35-foot channel and will be open for about 4 days, starting at the end of the week, weather willing.
And that is going to allow several ships in the Port of Baltimore to be able to move through that are currently stuck, to allow them to move through the channel.
The fourth channel can open up after a big lift last night of a 560-ton piece of the bridge, the biggest piece lifted so far. The goal continues to be to reopen a bigger channel by the end of May. So to do that, the new channel will then be closed off for about 10 days so that the Dolly container ship can be freed from the wreckage and cleared out. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
While the Port of Baltimore remains closed, lots of money is lost. We're talking about the wages of longshoremen without jobs and no cargo coming in and out. In this exclusive WTOP report, our Kate Ryan sits down with the Maryland Port Administrator on why the port is so important to all of us economically.
70% of what comes off containers in the Port of Baltimore is consumed within 70 miles of the port.
Which means the Baltimore-Washington MSA and the consumption zone that is our region is reliant on the imports that come in.
Jonathan Daniels, the Executive Director of the Maryland Port Administration, tells WTOP that includes cars, sugar, electronics, clothing, anything that comes in a shipping container. Daniels says since the Key Bridge collapse, the push has been on to reopen the shipping channel to its 50-foot depth, allowing for larger container ships to enter again. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has estimated that could happen by the end of May. But until then, there could be some delays and some price increases. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Meantime, there are two more economic relief programs to support workers and businesses directly affected by the bridge collapse. The programs have just gone live. They're accepting applications now. They're set up under Governor Wes Moore's executive order signed early this month to provide temporary relief to impacted businesses through the state. Businesses can get grants of up to $50,000 under one program. Another is offering no interest loans of up to $500,000. 7:06 here on WTOP. This is new tonight. A youth curfew is going up in National Harbor in Prince George's County. Those younger than 17 cannot be there by themselves between midnight and 5 a.m. Friday and Saturday night. The ban would start at 10 p.m. all other nights. Any teenagers in the area on weekend nights must be accompanied by an adult. County council members passed emergency legislation tonight that creates a path for the curfews. The legislation is a quick response to something that happened Saturday at National Harbor as about 100 teens gathered around a fight before scattering when police got there. Our partners at 7 News report one business closed because of a flash mob robbery. Two young boys that died in a Fairfax, Virginia fire are being remembered as heroes after undergoing organ donation surgery. Their father spoke with us here at WTOP about what they've been through as a family the last 2 weeks.
It just felt like it came from nowhere.
3-year-old Zachariah and 6-year-old William were airlifted to Children's National Hospital after the fire and died 4 days later from smoke inhalation. Their father, Jamie Bryce, said their faith is getting them through.
We are people of faith, and we're praying to God for a miracle.
Both boys underwent organ donation. Jamie said they're hoping to meet the families that were helped by their donation.
We're really excited that both their hearts made it. So the idea that those two big hearts of love and joy are like going to hopefully live on in somebody else, we know is going to be a total blessing.
Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
If you were listening to us at this time last evening, you heard us describe black smoke wafting across Northern Virginia. That was from a 2-alarm warehouse fire in Sterling. Long put out now, but we have new information about what was going on there. The big fire was caused by somebody smoking a cigarette and not properly putting it out. That's according to fire investigators. Damage is estimated at $2.25 million, with the main building now a total loss. No civilians were hurt. One firefighter was examined for minor heat-related injuries. Coming up here on WTOP, a gourmet market that had several locations around here has now closed down entirely. Stay with us for traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At MedStar Health, we're committed to treating you like the unique individual you are, that deserves your own personalized care plan, that offers you innovative and advanced medical treatments that are provided by our top-rated specialists, that are seamlessly connected to our primary and urgent care teams, that are dedicated to putting you at the center of everything we do. MedStar Health. It's how we treat people.
Good evening at 7:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Let's go to Bob Imler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Bowie, Route 50 eastbound, about a mile before 197, there is a crash that occurred on both the left and right sides of the roadway. And for now, you're getting by squeezing up the middle. One car on the left into the guardrail, one on the right that is on its side. And so still plenty to clean up there on eastbound 50 after 704. That's where traffic starts to slow down. The crash about a mile before you get to 197. On Route 32 westbound at Dorsey Run Road, a crash there. 95 Baltimore-Washington Parkway at 270. Pretty much cleared out. Same with the Beltway of Montgomery and Prince George's Counties. Interloop has been slow through Tyson's, getting to the American Legion Bridge. And last report had one stopped after the Dulles Toll Road, block in the right lane. Outer Loop slows it a bit. Telegraph to the Wilson Bridge, 95 South briefly in Woodbridge at 123, and 66 runs well both ways. WTOP Newsroom furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets. Plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. Bob Imler, WTOP Traffic.
Okay, Bob, now we're going to Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
After a beautiful day, temperatures in the 60s and lower 70s, we've got the next weather maker bringing clouds to the area this evening. And temperatures dropping to about 58 to 64 degrees. Meanwhile, overnight, there could be an isolated shower around the area. Temperatures tomorrow morning starting out between 53 and 58 degrees. And high temperatures tomorrow in the lower 70s. We do have a chance for some scattered showers, mainly during the morning rush before we turn partly sunny and bright. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
In Upper Marlboro, we're at 66, Woodbridge 69, D.C. at 70 degrees. Let's see how cool or cold it's expected to get tonight. Well, not too bad, I mean, depending on your tolerance for this kind of thing. We could be down to 53 in some of our suburban areas and maybe the upper 40s in a few spots, pretty far away from D.C. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. It's Money News 10 and 40 past the hour as we go to Jeff Claybaugh.
Gourmet markets and coffee shop Foxtrot abruptly closed its nearly one dozen locations in the D.C. area Tuesday, citing business struggles. JetBlue stock tumbled after warning summer revenue will be down on weak ticket sales in competitive Latin America. The Noma Farmers Market returns in May. It's moving to 3rd Street Northeast between M&N and is much bigger this year. The Dow gained 264 points in Tuesday's session. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Avoid the hassle of selling privately or dealing with a dealer. We Buy Any Car is the fast and fair way to sell. Get your car's valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Coming up on WTOP, the latest presidential poll shows President Biden gaining on Donald Trump. But what about a lack of enthusiasm about the whole thing? We'll go in depth with NBC News coming up. It's now 7:11.
Hey, it's Brett from Bull Oak. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, then call Bull Oak today, Tuesday, April 23rd. Bull Oak uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy. This technology is backed by over 50 clinical studies, including research from Cambridge University. Our treatment gets to the root cause of ED by repairing blood vessels and increasing blood flow, all without the need for pills or the worry of side effects. Call us now and you'll qualify for the assessment, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free. This is over $800 in value. And today only, for those who call in the next 2 minutes, new patients will receive their first treatment completely free. This is worth hundreds of dollars, but call today and it's totally free. Call 703-337-1919. That's 703-337-1919. Call Bull Oak now to qualify. This offer ends today, Tuesday, April 23rd. 703-337-1919.
Later this half hour, why actor Chris Pratt has angered his Hollywood neighbors. More news on the way from WTOP.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
At Kaiser Permanente, we know that employees who spend time serving the community are more productive during the time they spend in the office. Nearly 90% of respondents to a survey about volunteerism in the corporate environment said that companies that sponsor volunteer activities offer a better overall working environment than those that do not. And more than 70% felt volunteering activities increased morale and overall well-being. April is National Volunteer Month, and we're sharing tips to get your company started at kp.org/leadboldly/WTOP.
Is it a good day for a stroll on the National Mall? Or better to hang on the couch with your favorite shows? Plan your day with WTOP weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
7:14 here on WTOP. It's campaign 2024. The share of voters who say they have a high interest in this year's election has hit an all-time low for this same point in a presidential race. That comes from a new NBC News poll, with majorities holding negative views of both President Biden and former President Trump. Let's take you live tonight to NBC senior political editor Mark Murray. Thank you for a bit of your time tonight. Good to talk to you. What could it mean that interest in this election seems to be waning?
It is a potential signal for lower turnout. And again, this is just one gauge. And our poll has been asking this question going back to the 2008 cycle. And this is the lowest share of a high interest that we have seen since that election cycle. And what's also notable is that it's not the first time this cycle where we've actually seen this kind of low level of high interest. We saw it in our previous poll back in January and even in late of 2023. And it does kind of add a sense that turnout could end up being lower in 2024 than it was 4 years ago. That could actually end up scrambling a presidential contest that the rematch between President Biden and former President Donald Trump, that if you end up having a lower turnout, that could end up producing a potentially different result 6 months from now in November.
You used an expression like scrambling. Does it suggest that the incumbent could be in trouble if fewer people come out, or do we not know?
So there are two different thoughts. The one is that, yes, the incumbent could, the Democrats could end up being at a disadvantage. And our poll ends up showing that Republicans have a higher level of interest overall at 70% than Democratic respondents do at 65%. But there's another thinking that Democrats who've done very well in kind of low turnout special elections across the country, did better than expected in the midterm elections, could actually be the ones who would do better in a low turnout election. And our poll shows that a lot of Donald Trump support comes from voters who did not participate in the 2020 presidential election or the 2022 midterm. So I do think it's a potential jump ball, but it is one of the big factors that we have to go into with eyes wide open, that turnout probably will be lower than what we ended up seeing in 2020.
In several public polls that have been out, President Biden has been closing the gap with Donald Trump. Is that the case here as well?
Absolutely. Our poll back in January had Donald Trump with a 5-point lead over Joe Biden within the poll's margin of error. This time around, Donald Trump's lead has been trimmed to 2 points. And that's consistent with a lot of other polling that we've seen. And it's important to note the context over the last few months, where you end up having President Biden's State of the Union address, big campaign blitz, the fact that President Biden has been on the campaign trail more in the last few weeks than Donald Trump, who's been saddled with that trial in Manhattan, as well as the other legal challenges that he has.
You mentioned a jump ball earlier. I might be introducing one more here, Mark. What about the effect of a third party guy like RFK Jr.?
This was a little bit of a surprise in our poll. Our poll ended up finding that Donald Trump's 2-point lead in a head-to-head matchup turned into a 2-point lead for Joe Biden when you ended up expanding the ballot to multiple candidates, including RFK Jr. And our poll showed, when within the margin of error, that there were more Republicans and more Trump voters who were supporting RFK in a expanded ballot than Joe Biden voters. And again, this is just one poll we'll need to watch over the next 6 months or so. But a lot of the conventional wisdom has been that the larger the third party vote and RFK Jr. would end up hurting the Democrats. But our poll shows it could be the opposite. But we have to wait and see what other surveys and, of course, what happens on election night.
It's so good of you to spend a little time with us tonight. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
That's NBC senior political editor Mark Murray. One of the upshots or one of the results of their new poll is that voters don't seem to have a great deal of interest in this presidential race, maybe a little bit down on both President Biden and former President Trump. Top stories here on WTOP. Tabloid publisher David Pecker was back on the stand today in Donald Trump's hush money trial to detail how he offered to use the publication's catch and kill strategy to intercept negative stories about the former president. Could some larger ships soon be moving in and out of the port of Baltimore again? We've got the latest from the Key Bridge disaster site and an update from the governor. Keep it here for full details. Time to go to Bob Immler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
They had to stop traffic again on 50 eastbound a mile before 197 and Bowie around this crash. They consolidated most of the wreckage to the right shoulder and are cleaning up debris. And now they're just opening up the left side of the roadway to let at least one lane get by on the left to get around the crash to head toward 197 on eastbound Route 50. So delays are starting back at 704 now on eastbound 50. On Silver Hill Road, just to the south of Pennsylvania Avenue, there is some sort of police activity there. At least going away from Pennsylvania Avenue, traffic has to turn and go around and back to Pennsylvania Avenue, while traffic going toward Pennsylvania should be getting by, at least under police direction. So police activity on Silver Hill affecting both ways, just south of Pennsylvania Avenue, south or west of 95 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. You're doing all right. Same with 270. Inner loop after the Dulles Toll Road. Did have one stop in the right lane. Never got the all clear on that. And outer loop slows at about Telegraph to the Wilson Bridge. 395 and 95 doing all right. Tap of the brakes on 95 and Woodbridge is about it. Back in Maryland, 32 west, I should say, near Dorsey and Run Road. Still has the crash. Still very slow from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway headed toward Route 1. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on anyone else. Visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. Bob Immler, WTOP Traffic.
And now we're going to 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
Tracking the next weather mag here, and we do have a chance for a little bit of rain. It's a low chance for a little bit of rain, I should say. That is going to be tonight and through your Wednesday morning rush. So clouds will be moving in late this evening. Temperatures between 58 and 64 degrees, and by early Wednesday morning, 53 to 58 for a morning temperature. Highs tomorrow anywhere between 68 and 74 degrees as we turn partly sunny, a little breezy, a little bit more of a chill during the afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson at the First Alert Weather Center.
Hyattsville 69, Herndon 70, Foggy Bottom 69 degrees. Could be down to the upper 40s, mostly the 50s across our area. We're brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Want to quickly update you that the Capitals are already doing better tonight in their game 2 against the Rangers than they were on Sunday. It's the Capitals 1, Rangers 0, 14 minutes left in the first period. Rob will keep you updated. He's got an update here in just about 4 minutes. Coming up next, though, get ready for another big metro shutdown in a busy corridor this summer. It's 7:21. More news in 60 seconds.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks, smart. Stopping attacks before they start, smarter. And using AI tools is smart. But integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
I'm Bill, and I'm living with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, a type of interstitial lung disease that causes scarring of the lungs and makes it hard to breathe. ILD can be hard to diagnose. So if you're out of breath with a constant dry cough, ask a pulmonologist if it could be ILD. My wife, Bev, and I have walked every step of this journey together. I couldn't have traveled this road alone, and neither should you. Get help. Find hope. Go to lungsandyou.com.
This is WTOP News.
7:22, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thank you for being with us. We're getting more details about part of Metro's Red Line being closed this summer. Important that you have a heads up many weeks in advance here to change your
plans, possibly, for your commute. Shuttle buses will replace rail service between Silver Spring and downtown D.C. This is from June 1st through the end of August. The buses will run for free, and some will have limited stops, so you can go directly from Silver Spring to the nation's capital. Four Red Line stations will be closed the whole time, June through August: Glenmont, Wheaton, Forest Glen, and Silver Spring. The Tacoma station will be shut down for most of June. Metro maintenance is being paired with Purple Line construction in Silver Spring this summer. That's why all those stations will be closed. Get all the details at WTOP.com. A 16-year-old Clarksburg High School student is under arrest and charged with having a gun, bringing it to class. Late this morning, police were dispatched and responded to the campus after a witness reported to school security the student had a weapon. The student, Santer Ba, agreed to a search, and an unloaded handgun was found. He's been charged as an adult by the Montgomery County Firearms Investigation Unit. He's now behind bars waiting on a bond hearing. Ba also faces charges of having a firearm and possession of a dangerous weapon on school property. 724. For years, Virginia's been one of the only two states in the country not to require vehicle insurance. WTOP's Neil Augenstein reports that's about to change.
Starting July 1st, all drivers in Virginia will have to buy and have proof of liability insurance. Since 1958, drivers in Virginia could register an uninsured vehicle by paying a fee. Right now, the fee is $500. But a new law signed last year takes effect in July. And next July, the liability minimums will be going up, which will mean rates will go up a bit, too. With the Commonwealth ending this option, New Hampshire will be the only state in the country to not require car insurance. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
So you know Chris Pratt from the Marvel films and all his other work?
Dude, don't call us plucky. We don't know what it means. All right, we're optimistic, yes. I like your plan, except it sucks, so let me do the plan, and that way it might be really good.
Well, Pratt and his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger's new L.A. neighbors, are really unhappy with him. It's because they bought a super famous house in Brentwood designed by a super famous architect in 1950, and they tore it down. The house, which was featured in architectural magazines, had an L.A. conservancy group trying to make it a landmark. Pratt razed the house to the ground. He's building